to Tristan Eden. I'm Brian.
And I'm Sam.
Hi, we are a Tristan podcast that cover cases over the moon and discuss them along the way.
So sit back, strap in, whilst we tell you about crimes that make you think first before Tristan goes around you.
Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
I'm Sam, and this is a little
palate cleanser.
Yeah.
After my case, because it was a very, very sad case.
It was a hard case. So this isn't really true crime related, but this did happen. So this is a 911 call. I believe it was a 33-year-old man. Now he's, you know, it's late in the night, early morning. He decides, yeah, I'm going to go for a little swim. I'm staying in this motel. I'm going to go for a little swim. Mm-hmm. Now he comes across the suction pump and thinks, oh, I know what I could stick in there.
Oh no.
So here here we go. This is the 911 call that was placed.
911 emergency.
This is something you gotta see. This is unbelievable.
The Scottish here?
Yeah.
And what's the problem there?
I got a man in the pool. He's got his privates stuck in the pump block.
What? You're kidding me.
I'm telling you, honest to God, something you really gotta see the police.
North Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 245. You gotta stop laughing, Kenny.
Yeah, this is something you just don't see every day.
And he's in the pool?
He's in the pool. He said he's been in there for 3 years. It's gotta be shriveled up like hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's doing this. Okay, are you security there?
Yeah, but I'm the night clerk here.
You're the night clerk.
So yeah, that was that. As I said, I came across that when I was looking for 911 calls for my case, and it did just absolutely have me howling. So yeah, the audio isn't great on it either, but it was so funny. So yeah, this guy's been in there for 3 hours. So what they've done is he put his thing in the pump. Couldn't get it out.
Say it. We're allowed to say Willy.
Put his penis in the pump because suction, I guess. And then they turned.
I bet it was sore.
Oh my God, I bet. So when they turned the pump off, which they did quite soon after,
they turned it off for him.
Yeah, well, yeah, because right, he was okay, stuck. Yeah, he realised he was stuck and couldn't get out. So they turned the pump off. But by that time, his penis had swollen so massively that he couldn't get out.
No. What, so you just had to wait for it to swell?
Well, I don't know. It never said how he actually got out. But the EMTs came and got him out. How they did it, I do not know.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, so that was the story
you
of the guy.
Couldn't even be like, well, it slipped in there.
Oopsie daisy.
That man, the wrong was funny.
But yeah, he was laughing. She was laughing. And she kept on saying to him, I don't know if you could hear it, she kept on saying, you've got to stop laughing while she's laughing. Like... So yeah, that was our little palate cleanser that I wasn't going to share with you, but I thought after the last case, we'd share it. So moral of the story is, use swimming pools for swimming and nothing else, okay? Exercise, like family fun maybe, but that's it.
Don't put your penis in the pump.
Yeah,
guys, okay?
Any pump, just, you know, normal shit.
Oh dear, well, thanks for that one.
You're welcome. See
thanks
you later.
Everyone. Bye. Bye.